August 22nd, my attorney filed a legal brief to the Illinois 4th District Appellate Court. This only is the latest chapter of my 26-year effort to exonerate myself out from underneath this ongoing wrongful conviction. In our brief, we're asking the appeals court to reverse the trial court's recent ruling in denying me a new trial despite our presentation of some newly discovered evidence at last November's hearing. Absent a new trial ruling, we're alternatively asking the appellate court to order an all-new post-conviction third-stage evidentiary hearing in which all of my attorney's newly discovered evidence can be presented, accompanied by expert testimony, and considered in its totality by the trial court. In so doing, the appellate court will effectively be reversing the trial court's prior summary dismissal of the bulk of the newly discovered evidence that was wholly barred from presentation at last November's hearing in McLean County Court. Along with a half dozen items of newly discovered evidence regarding my innocence, paramount among the evidence that was barred from presentation at the above evidentiary hearing are incontrovertible, newfound DNA test results which put my estranged girlfriend, Masook Mallon, on top of the freshly laundered bedding that my daughter, Christina, was killed on the night of the murder itself. Thanks again, as always, due to the attorneys and staffers of the Illinois Innocence Project and Exoneration Project alike for their selfless innocence advocacy on my behalf. Thanks also to all of you who followed this saga for so long and for keeping the story of our just cause